time just gone 9 minutes to 8 o'clock. Brian Finn is here with more business news.
Hey Christopher, Dublin-listed exploration company Kenmare Resources has reported profit after tax of $49.5 million for 2012. Revenues of almost $235 million were recorded for the year. Meanwhile, Dublin-based Zamano, a provider of applications and services to mobile devices, has announced an operating profit of €2.5 million compared to a loss of €330,000 in 2011. Revenue of €19 million was up 28% on the previous year. Employers have had a lot more to worry about in recent years and what their staff have been getting up to on social media sites, but increasingly social media is becoming an integral part of the workplace, be it for good or for ill. Melanie Crowley, a partner in employment law with Mason Hayes and Curran, is here. Melanie, we've heard a lot of talk about workplaces putting social media policies in place. Why should they put it in, and do many have a policy in place at the moment?
They're becoming increasingly common. They're important to have because it's important to set out what social media can be used for and cannot be used for by employees. It's also important to have a policy so that an employer can set out what they're going to monitor, because employees have an expectation of privacy. And it's also important from the perspective of, with the increased use of things like LinkedIn, who owns the LinkedIn content? And Twitter, who owns the tweets if they're being done on behalf of an employer. So from that perspective, they're important and they are becoming increasingly common.
On that subject of the tweets, we often hear people declare on their Twitter accounts, these views are my own, not necessarily those of my employers. Would that stand up if it was brought to court?
It depends on whether it's something that's done in theory rather than in practice. And by that I mean, it's easy for people to say these aren't the views of my employer, but at the same time, their tweets are encouraged by their employer, are driven by their employer, or are done on behalf of their employer. So if that's the case, it may not stand up. But if genuinely the commentary is something that's personal, it could stand up. It's not something that has been tested yet. And I think the facts and the circumstances will have a huge impact on whether it is of assistance to an employer in defending themselves.
We hear anecdotal evidence of people being let go because of misuse of social media or posting something online that may have implicated them. How common is such an event, and are there concrete examples of people being let go?
There are hundreds of examples all over the world, including in Ireland. Employees think that, for example, posting something on Facebook is private, but they forget that 25% of the billion Facebook users in the world have no privacy settings. They don't factor in the fact that their posts might be forwarded on externally. People put things up on YouTube. So are people being dismissed for use of social media and inappropriate use of social media? Absolutely. Yes, they are.
From the employer's viewpoint, can they be left exposed by the social media practices of their employees?
Absolutely. Reputationally, employers can be damaged by employees posting comments about their employer's product, about the employer themselves, about some of their colleagues. They can be held liable for the defamation, which is for defamatory comments by employees. Then can be held liable for example, bullying, which is very topical at the moment, of our harassment of colleagues.
On that question of cyberbullying, it's been in the news a lot in the last few months. Do employers have an obligation to their employees in this area?
Absolutely. The workplace has long been held to extend beyond the four walls of the office and the 9-to-5 remit of an employee's job. The workplace extends to the Christmas party, for example, or the summer barbecue. And likewise, it extends to how employees treat each other or mistreat each other on social media sites.
Okay, Melanie Crowley of Mason Hayes and Curran, thank you for that. Just a quick look at the currencies before we go. The euro is at just above $1.30 and just under 87.5 pence sterling.
Brian, thank you.